Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
A Reverent Heart. A meditation for Monday of the 19th week in Ordinary Time. From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17. As Jesus and his disciples were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were overwhelmed with grief. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and said, "Does not your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes," he said. When he came into the house, before he had time to speak, Jesus asked him, "What is your opinion, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax? From their subjects or from foreigners?" When he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Then the subjects are exempt. But that we may not offend them, go into the sea, drop in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. Open its mouth, and you will find a coin worth twice the temple tax. Give that to them for me and for you." Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, grant me a true spirit of reverence that orders my relationship with you and with the things of this world. Encountering Christ. 1. Vision of Faith. In today's first reading, Ezekiel revealed a vision of God's glory: fire, wheels, wings, and light. It is a messianic vision. Above the firmament, over their heads, was the likeness of a throne that looked like sapphire. And upon this likeness of a throne was seated, up above, a figure that looked like a human being. And I saw something like polished metal, like the appearance of fire enclosed on all sides, from what looked like the waist up. And from what looked like the waist down, I saw something like the appearance of fire and brilliant light surrounding him, just like the appearance of the rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day. So was the appearance of brilliance that surrounded him. Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell on my face and heard a voice speak. While most of us are not privileged to experience such visions, we can ask for faith to sense God's glorious presence alive in and through all of creation. Like Ezekiel, we fall face down in humble reverence before the majesty of God. 2. Jesus' Assumption and Condescension. Jesus alluded once again to the forthcoming Paschal mystery that he was to endure. Even before his suffering at the hands of man, despite his glory and status, Jesus did not shun the circumstances of man-made rituals and practices. He didn't shun earthly things, unless they led towards a path of destruction. Instead, he puts things in their place and teaches us to do the same. Having assumed human nature, he was a citizen of this world, like us. He helped Peter to provide the temple tax that was requested. And yet, he knew his rightful place as well. He didn't lose his identity in the process. Jesus condescends from his glorious throne, but in humility and freedom, he puts all things in the rightful place, not creating scandal or offense where it is not compromising his own identity. 3. A New Vision. We are a creation of God, privileged to be sons in the Son. We place ourselves before the majestic presence of God in a spirit of humble reverence and ask to see this world through his heart. We ask to see our place in the world as citizens of this world while called to be citizens of God's kingdom. We strive to maintain a spirit of reverence as we abase ourselves, taking up the crosses we are given for God's greater glory. Conversing with Christ. Lord Jesus, grant me a reverent heart towards all things good noble and true, and a courageous heart to shun that which does not affirm my identity as a child of God. I am called to build your kingdom here on earth through the right use of the goods at my disposal. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will recognize any tendencies that pull me away from glorifying you and make an act of humble reverence.
Visit our website at RegnumChristi.com.